wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats. If matzah is made from rice, you are not yotzish matzah on Lel Seder. Halacha l'maisa. The Rama quotes the Maharil that it is preferable to have wheat matzah. And the Balatani explains because it's mechla dehamnusa. Mechla dehamnusa means that matzah is the bread of emunah bitachon in Hashem. The Gemara says a baby really only recognizes their parents from the time that the baby knows tam matzah, tam dagan. It's emunah pshuta. What does the word matzah really mean? Matzah is also used in the Gemara in terminology for leather. Any leather that hasn't been treated is called matzahs. So b'feirush Gemara, matzah is not treated, it's not worked on. It's plain emunah bitachon in Hashem. So even though matzah has to be made from wheat, what was the korban omer made from? Barley. What was the korban on Shavuos? Shtei alechem, which was made from wheat. So you would think that what? If the korban omer, which is the second day of Pesach, make them matzah out of barley. We were spiritual animals. We were memtesh shari tumo when we left Mitzrayim. Each day of the omer, we eradicated a shari tumo to reach the level of what spiritual human beings. We highlight that by bringing a shtei alechem, which is wheat. Wheat is Michael what? Adam. Barley is known as Michael Behemoth. And therefore the Baal Tani writes, we foreshadow that when we left Mitzrayim, we knew we were going to get to a point of spiritual human beings. And wherefore we speculate, not we just speculate, we foreshadow that the matzah is called Mechla Damnusa. Therefore there's an al-chachila, you should make it out of wheat, not barley, but wheat. They have advertised spelt matzah for those that are what? That have an allergy. But that's the din ideally should be made of wheat matzah, but if matzah is only kosher, it's made from chameshes mine dogen. Okay. Also, we must note the following. When we talk about the dinim of matzah, it's very critical that we know that we do not use egg matzah, matzah shirim. Many times they have it on the box in the small letters, no one reads it. The Rama writes, only a cholah shein bo sakana is allowed to be matzah shirim. We normally assume matzah shirim is chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is what? What is chametz nuksha? There are different types when we get the chametz, but chametz nuksha is two types. Either a piece of moldy bread, or where the chametz process was impeded and stunted in the middle. And therefore, egg matzah might be that second type of chametz nuksha. Therefore, we only allow it to be eaten for someone who's a chayla. So therefore, a regular, healthy person is not allowed to eat chametz nuksha, and therefore, we don't eat egg matzah. We call egg matzah as being matzah shira. It's interesting, the Rambam writes, though, matzah shira is only four types. Please get it down. Shemen, yayin, cholov, right, and vash. The Rambam writes that matzah shira, remember Shechter always telling us that the Rav said, according to the Rambam, you can eat egg matzah, your seder, and the yotzu, what, matzah shel mitzvah. Rambam writes that matzah shira, we don't hold like this medina, but I want you to get it according to the Rambam. Rambam writes it's only shemen, yayin, cholov, and vash. Okay? That's what made up called matzah shira. We hold matzah shira applies even to egg matzahs as well. So we don't eat what? Matzah shira, and that includes even egg matzah. We have to be very cognizant of this, unless a person is a chayla. Okay? But we should note the Rambam Shita as well, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Moreover, we know in order for matzah to be called matzah, it's called a lechem oni. What does lechem oni mean? It's got to be a lechem. That's why it's got to be baked in what? Baked in an oven, in mafet tanur, has to be baked in because it is a lechem, but it is lechem oni. So it requires the requirement of what? Of mafet bitanur. Has to have mafet bitanur, has to be baked in what? In an oven to attain that shame lechem to be called lechem oni. Okay? We'll get to the other dinim, not today, about matzah, but I want to discuss now the following other din that comes out by matzah. That is the halacha of, many times you see on the box, it says 18 minutes. What does it mean, 18 minutes? What does that mean, this principle of 18 minutes, matzahs? Very important to get this. When we talk about mixtures, there are rules, ratios of bittul. If you have a yavish b'yavish mixture, dry and dry, let's say I have a few hamburgers mixed together. Two are kosher and one is trei. Yavish b'yavish, chad b'trei,
bottle. What's the din of lach balach? If it's min mishen or mino, if they're two different species, bottle b'shishim. Bottle b'shishim. Okay? Lach balach is bottle b'shishim.
There is a Gemara Sukkim and Daf Lamed Amar Aleph that says when it comes to chametz, you can have an Isser Mashahu. You can have 1,000 to non-chametz, to one speck of chametz, you got to throw the whole thing out. That's what's called Isser Mashahu. That's why people go so nervous about chametz and Pesach. It's called the Isser Mashahu. Speck. Afilu Be'elim. Lo Otto. Could have been a few million. Okay? The Gemara never tells us why there is an Isser Mashahu. Why did the Chachamim tag on this Chumrah? Why? Gemara doesn't say. Rambam says. Rambam says, because Chametz is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matiri. After Pesach, is Chametz Mutar Kiva? Yes. Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir, what's the famous cloud? Gemara and Bay, Gimel and Bay's? Filu Be'elef Lo Bottle. Excellent.
Very good, Kiva. Filu Be'elef Lo Bottle.
Let me ask you a Svara, Kiva. Mordechai says nothing doing. The Mordechai says Chametz is not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir. He argues wholeheartedly on our Rambam. Why?
What's the Svara, Kiva?
Not going to be mutter forever. That next Pesach, it recycles itself. Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir means mutter forever and ever. So there's a very conceptual machlokes. One sec here. Between the Rambam and Mordechai, is Chametz considered to be a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir or not? Rambam says it is. Mordechai says no way. Rambam just says as long as it's mutter for a certain amount of time. He doesn't care if it recycles itself. Mordechai says if it recycles itself, it's not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir.
Ain't Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir. It's not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matir. Oh, so what's the question then?
Then according to the Mordechai, why is there a what? An Isser Mashahu then. Why is there an Isser Mashahu? What is the din?
Says the Mordechai Rami, because Chametz, what's the punishment if someone eats Chametz B'mezid? Guy of what? Kares. The Rabbanan of the Torah is very nervous about the Isser Chametz.
There's only a few things you have cars for eating. What are they? Chalev, dam, and chametz. What else? Nothing else.
Chalev, dam, and chametz are the only three things. Normally they're lavin.
Right? Normally it's a lav. Eat a piece of ham, it's a lav. It's not chalev, dam, or chametz. The Torah says you have chametz. The chametz, we're nervous too. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to write the Tikkun. The Rabbanan said there are no dinim of bittul when it comes to chametz. You have a speck, throw the whole thing out. Chumrah Dekaris. You got me? You got to know this. That's why there is an Isser Mashahu. You have to know the Mahalach of the Rambam. You have to know the Mahalach of the Mordechai. And you have to say that these dinim are suspended when it comes to Chametz. Now, whenever there's a Machlokes in Rishonim, who does the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch usually side with, Yosef Chaim? Rambam. Believe it or not, here, guess who he sides with? The Mordechai. What'd you say, the Rambam? I set you up to say the Mordechai. Oh, what'd you say? Okay, the Mordechai. How? I'll give you the following case. I believe it's Simon Tuf Mem Ches. You'll look it up. I'll show you tomorrow. Someone bring him a shibra. I think it's Tuf Mem Ches. What's the din if my wife bakes a batch of cookies on Erev Pesach after Sheish Osa Lamala, after the Zman Isser? She bakes a batch of cookies. Pesach cookies. But she forgot that the tray was chametz din. So obviously in the ratio, there's much more matzah in yon and much more non-chametz. The chametz, there might have been some residue from the chametz, especially if I did the dishes. Okay? Without a doubt. It was definitely greasy. Without a doubt. Because I poured too much soap all the time. Okay? My wife always complains I poured too much soap stuff and it's all slippery afterwards. I want to get it clean, I said. I want to get it clean. Okay. All right, so you have more chametz than what? You have more chametz. You have more non-chametz to chametz. But it's definitely what? Definitely shishim. What is the Mechaber Paskin? Mutter. I can eat the whole batch of cookies. On Erev Pesach. Not a problem. I can eat the whole batch of cookies on Erev Pesach. Not a problem. Mutter. The case of Erev Pesach, Acher Chatzos. Acher's Man Nisra, I'll say. Whenever this Man Nisra is. We're eating, it's after 4 hours. Perfect 12-hour day, 10 a.m. Right? It's Man Nisra. No, it's 11 a.m. It's a Mishnah in the second period of Psalm. Okay. Erev Pesach Arzman Isser Machaber Paskin Simen Tovim Ches Mutter. Why? What happened to the Isser Mashu, Yosef Chaim? Because the Rambam holds, the Machaber holds like the Mordechai. Because what's the Mordechai's theory of the Isser Mashu? Chumra de Koris. When is there an Isser Koris of Chometz? On Pesach proper, not on Erev Pesach after this Man Isser. Therefore it falls back to the regular rules of Bittul, therefore there's a din of Baltav Ashishin. You follow me? And therefore, I can eat those delicious cookies. Maybe not out to the Seder, though, because then you're supposed to have you're supposed to be hungry for the matzah, right? Okay. Besides for that, then. If you held like the Rambam that holds the Dover Shishlam Matirin, there's no difference between Erev Pesach at this minister or Pesach himself. It's usher. So you'd invoke Dover Shishlam Matirin, you'd have to what? Throw out all the batch of cookies because of the Isser Mashu. Oh. Hashtadasus Lahaki, let's close with this point. What is the 18-minute matzahs? It means that the matzah factories are very makbid to make sure that they clean the trays every 18 minutes. Because if they don't clean it every 18 minutes, we assume, based on the Rishonim, that 18 minutes is the amount of time it takes to ferment chametz. Mordechai says if you're in a hot room, though, that's why they try the best of their ability to keep the rooms very cool, the matzah factories, even though it does get hot. But the Mordechai says it gets really hot, it might even be before 18 minutes. But we assume usually 18 minutes it takes to ferment. You don't clean it off every 18 minutes, the residue from the previous batch will mess up the subsequent batch, because there's residue from the chametz. So what 18 minutes means is that every 18 minutes they clean the trays to make sure there was no residue from the previous thing. Why? What's the problem if there was residue from the previous thing? It's before Pesach, they bake the matzah months before Pesach. Let it fall back on the general rules of Baltav Vashishim. No, it's not even Erev Pesach after this matzah. It's in February, it's in January when they bake the matzahs. So what's the whole big deal of the 18 minutes? Because the Rambam has the following principle. Please get it. And we'll close with this. Choser b'ne'or. The Isser of Chametz awakens and pops up and says, I got you. When Pesach comes after this Man Isser comes, oh, in February you were mafakal me? But it pops up. And the Isser Mashu comes about again. Now the Rambam writes Choser b'ne'or. The Rush says no. The Rush says we don't say Choser b'ne'or. Lo omri. So that's why the whole inyan of the 18 minutes is a chumrah, just to be machmer for the Shittas Rambam. The Rush says lo omri Choser b'ne'or regarding this din of what? Of lach b'lach. And we view Kemach as being like Lach Balach. We view flowers being Lach Balach. So the Rosh Mikra didn't, we don't have to have this Chumrah. But when the matzah factors have the Chumrah of 18 minutes, it means they're choshes for the Rambam, because the Rambam has a shita called Choser v'Neor, where the Isser reawakens itself. Therefore, we make sure we clean all the batches very steadily to make sure that everything is very, very clean. Okay. Everyone have a good day. Now they're over. Okay, we have to...